Thanks for coming back to another episode of Real Talk with Bob and T. Bob,
And I'm T.
what's going on today, T? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, Bob, and you want to know why?
Why are you feeling so good?
Because for one, I didn't ask you how you're doing.
I'm doing good.
Good, good, good. But I'm feeling good because we are running another promotion.
You certainly are. Michael Fassbender stars in this hilarious and heartwarming feel-good underdog comedy based on a true story by Academy Award winner filmmaker Taika Waititi, scored big by adding new gold wins to your movie collection today. Buy it now on digital and Blu-ray.
All right. Sounds like a good, funny one.
Yeah, sounds good.
We have to watch it. You know we're going to watch it, right?
Of course.
All right, Bob. So, have a question for you.
Yes, you do, I'm sure.
Old money or new money?
Okay, my money is money.
I know your eyes just got super big.
Money is money. You know?
But I mean, I know money is money, but would you rather have money that you have been born into and it's generational money, or would you rather just like start the generational money?
As of now, I love the way I grew up. It let me start the money. I didn't grow up with a silver spoon in my mouth, but let me start the money. I don't mind.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna just switch something up here a little bit. So say that you did grow up with money.
Okay.
Okay. Generational. Generation after generation after generation.
Okay.
So the money doesn't come until you reach a certain age. I
Okay.
mean, of course, you know, your parents take care of you. They do things for you, but you don't get that money
The big payday.
right until you hit a certain age.
I got you.
So say the money is from your grandfather. He, you know, invested, did whatever to make his money. Okay. And, you know, grandpa is like, you know, all my grandkids, kids, everything, you know, you get this money. He called you in because it's almost that time for you.
Okay.
And he calls you in, you know, you go in and you see him and, you know, he's talking to you. He's like, Bob, you know, it's almost that time for you. You know, everyone, once they reach this age, they get the money. And I know you've been waiting for it.
Right, yeah.
So I know you haven't been told with the money comes some stipulations.
Okay, what kind of stipulations?
So you must never ask where this money came from.
No problem.
You must do as you're told.
By who? Who's telling me?
I'm telling you.
So do what you tell me to
Exactly.
do. Go on.
And pretty much, you're going to be at my beck and call.
Oh man.
So whatever I say goes.
That might be an issue. But how old am I, for one?
Say this money doesn't come until you're like in your 30s.
Okay. Now, you're not going to tell me to hurt anybody or anything like that, right? For this money.
You know, I tell you what I tell you. You know what I'm saying? With this money comes a lot of secrets.
Okay.
The question is, can you handle the secrets?
I mean, yeah, I don't have to say anything, but it just depends on what you're having me do.
See, but that's the question right now. You're starting to question. You're questioning too much.
Okay.
So this may be a problem. I mean, you know what happened, you know, to your cousin. And you think back because you're like, okay. Majority of your family has the money.
Right.
You have one cousin who's struggling trying to make it, you know what I'm saying? And you always wondered why. Because you come from a family with money.
Right.
And it's like, well, you know, why is he struggling? You
Yep.
know what I'm saying? You see him at the dinners or whatever, and he's just not together.
Okay.
You really don't talk to him a whole lot, but you know, because your family kept you away from him.
It's because he was asking questions, huh?
I don't know. I
Okay.
don't know. So your grandfather says again. So now you have a choice. You have 24 hours to make that choice. In 24 hours, this money can be deposited into your account. You can have access to how much now that you have access to.
How much
Or,
is that?
says in the millions.
Okay.
Or you can try to make your own money.
Okay.
You have 24 hours to make a decision.
I mean, I can tell you now. Is that cool?
That's fine, but I'm giving you 24 hours to think about it.
Okay, well, I mean, well, I'm gonna go over to generational money. You know, let's get this thing started.
And he tells you, you made a good choice. All right, 24 hours comes, you get this money into your account. You know, of course, your family had been taking care of you. You know, you had like a little nice little loft or whatever. So you get up in the morning, somebody's at the door, it's the driver, and he's like, you know, Mr. Such and Such, we're coming to take you to your new home.
Okay.
And, you know, on the way, we have to stop off. We have to get you some suits that are going to be tailor-made for you. And then at 3 o'clock, your grandfather wants to see you in his office.
I like the way it started.
So you go, you see your house. House is already furnished.
Okay.
You had no say in that. You had no say in where the area was at.
Okay. I
You
kind of
know,
figured.
yeah. So you meet your new driver,
Yeah.
you know. And you go, you meet your grandfather, and he's at this big table. He's at this table with other older people, older men like him. And he introduces you. He's like, you know, this is my grandson, and he's going to be part of the organization now.
Organization.
The organization.
Okay.
And your grandfather says, whatever they tell you to do, you need to do.
Okay.
No questions asked.
Right.
Do I make myself clear?
I understand.
Now, growing up, your grandfather was, I mean, he was stern, but he was just like the sweetest grandfather. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, now you're starting to see a different side of him.
Okay.
A side that you really don't like.
Okay.
So one guy taps you on your shoulder and he's like, I'm gonna need you to get up. I need you to meet me downstairs.
All right.
Man, it just talking to you like, you know what I'm saying? You're like nothing, but you're like, you know. First off, you like what organization? You know what I'm saying? You thought your grandfather, you know, made some investments, did this, did that. What's going through your mind? And are you about to start asking questions?
I mean, well, he told me to kind of listen to these guys, and I'm gonna go with it until, you know, there's something crazy going on, something I don't vibe with, something that's not me.
Okay.
Yeah, ain't got no problem with getting up and going downstairs.
Okay. So he tells you to go downstairs. You know, he's like, we put some stuff in the car that your driver has. I'm gonna need you to go bury all these bags. You're gonna be traveling with around the next 3 days, you're gonna be traveling. You're gonna be putting these bags in different spots. He gives you a map of
Okay.
where to put these bags in,
Right.
where to bury these bags, rather. Are you gonna do it? Are you going to question him? Are you going to ask the driver anything? What are you going to do?
You know, I'm first, you know, I'm gonna ask me, though, what am I bearing?
Don't worry about it. Didn't your grandfather tell you to do what I told you to do?
Okay. So I don't know what I'm bearing.
Have no idea.
But he's telling me where to bury this stuff.
He's telling you, he actually gave you a map. And he said, what I want you to do. After the last bag is buried, I need you to burn this map.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, I'm most likely I'm gonna bury this stuff, and you know, I'm gonna ask the driver. I mean, you know, do you, well, what's with this? Or do you have any clue or any idea why am I doing this?
So the driver tells you, you know. My father, my grandfather, all worked for your grandfather. Your grandfather's not a nice man. And he tells you this outside the car, far away from the car.
Okay.
He was like, man, if I was you, I wouldn't have took the money. And that's all he says.
Okay. But yeah, you know, I'm a probably Yeah, I'm aware of this stuff, because I don't know what it is. I don't know. I don't know too much of anything.
So, are you still okay? So you asked the driver. The driver told you what he told you. You still don't have like questions to anybody, your grandfather, you know what I'm saying? Your father, your mother, anybody.
Well, I already asked the question to the guy who told me to do these things.
Okay.
And he was like, your grandfather said don't ask those questions.
Oh,
So who else can I really ask?
okay. So, you've been gone 3 days.
Huh?
You know what I'm saying? You've been around different states. So the driver drops you off at home. You get home, somebody in your house.
Okay.
Okay. Somebody else.
Somebody hiding or what?
Just in plain sight, just up at your house watching TV.
Okay.
And he's like, oh, okay, you finally home. He was like, go get cleaned up. We'll get in the shower. We got to go.
Who is you?
Oh,
Who is you?
your grandfather sent me.
Who are you is what I asked you.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. So my name is, I don't know, Tom. I don't know. Say his name, Tom.
His name is Tom.
Right. And
Okay.
he's like, your grandfather sent me. Go get dressed.
Your name is Tommy. My grandfather sent you. Well, what am I getting dressed to do? I
Did
just
your
got in
grandfather
town.
tell you not to
I
ask
just got
any
in town.
questions? Your grandfather told you not to ask any questions. Now you can call him on the phone if you want to, or I can call him on the phone. You can ask him.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna call him.
Okay.
Okay.
So you call your grandfather, and at this point, your grandfather is getting angry. He's like, "Didn't I tell you not to ask any questions?"
Well, look, I'm gonna tell you, this guy's sitting in my house. I don't know. I come in from your last thing you told me to do. I see a stranger sitting in my house. He lucky I ain't, a Dirty Harry him
Oh my
or nothing like
God.
that, something like that. I mean, for one, I mean, you don't sit in somebody's house unexpected, And he tells me this bland name, tells me that your grandfather sent me. I don't know if he's telling the truth or what.
All right. Well, your grandfather says, yeah, he is telling the truth. Do what he tells you to do. And he hangs up on you.
All right.
So, are you going to hop in that shower and get dressed and go with Tom?
I'm gonna hop in the shower, get dressed to see what we do. We gotta say.
We're about to go.
Where we going?
Get your overnight bag. We're about to hop a flight.
All right.
We got six bags waiting in Vegas that we need you to dispose of.
Okay. How am I supposed to dispose of this stuff?
Don't worry about it. Here go a map.
Okay,
You're gonna
another map.
have to put this throughout the city, and you're gonna need to burn it. This time, I'm going with you, and you got a new driver.
Okay, so these bags, I need to burn these bags?
You need to burn the map.
Okay. Now, how am I supposed to get rid of the bags?
You got the map that's telling you where to bury these bags
Bury the bags.
throughout Vegas.
Okay.
All right. So mind you, getting tired.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you didn't bury these bags again. Now say this has gone on for like a month. You haven't gotten any sleep. Because as soon as you get back in town, you out again.
Okay.
So you hit up like 30 different states.
Work hard for
Yeah,
the
you're
money.
working hard. So at any point, are you going to sit down and have a talk with your grandfather? Are you going to ask, like, what's in these bags? What are you going to do? Are you going to continue to live your life like this?
Yeah, I'm gonna sit down with my grandfather and be like, look, I'm gonna need a break. As soon as I get in town, I'm off again.
That's the life.
I'm gonna need a break.
That's you don't get a break. You don't get a break. Your father didn't get a break. Your uncles didn't get a break. You don't get a break. Nobody gets a break. Like I said, you're seeing a totally different side of your grandfather.
Okay.
Nobody gets a break. So either you in or you out. Because if you out, you're completely out. You're not, it's no halfway in, halfway out. So what you gonna do?
And this is my life
This is your life.
forever.
Until I say it's done.
Oh man, I can't live like that. I can't do it. So I just stashed some money. You know what I'm saying?
And you out?
I'm gonna do a couple more jobs, and I'm gonna stack some more paper, and I'm most likely gonna be out. I can't live like this for the rest of my life.
Or until he tells you you're done.
Hey, what? How long has this been going on?
You're 6 months in.
I'm 6 months in, and this has not changed. I'm gonna probably do it. I'm gonna probably do this for, say, a year. I got a young back. You know what I'm saying? I'm in and out, all that. I'm gonna probably do this for about a year or so.
Now, mind you, you're not getting paid for any of this. Your money is what you already got.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, so you said you're going to do it for how long now?
For about a year or so.
Okay, so here it is. It's Christmas time, holiday time.
Yeah.
Family gets together. Grandfather, like, you know, we had a good year, you know, and brought my grandson in.
Yeah,
You know what
we
I'm
had a good
saying?
year.
He's working hard.
You had a good year.
You know. And he tells you, you know, you never knew this, but everybody gets a bonus at
Okay.
Christmas time.
What's the bonus?
You get a $5 million bonus.
5 million.
$5 million.
Okay.
You know, we're dropping in your account. No worries. You got about 10 minutes left in this party because you got to go.
Say what?
You better grab your plate because the car's outside waiting on you.
To start all over again.
All over again. You had a week off. You had a good 2 weeks off because of the holiday.
Grandpa, how long is this going to go on while I'm prospering?
Until I tell you to stop.
That's what I'm asking you. When, how long is it going to go on?
Until I feel like.
It's like that.
So either you in or you out. Now, mind you see your cousin over there. He is invited to the party. He don't get the bonus though.
But he hurting.
He hurt bad.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep on going. I can't keep on doing it. I'm not gonna end up like my cousin. For real. Go ahead.
Wow. All right, Bob. So this thing went on for like a year and a half.
Yeah.
You tired. You can't even keep your eyes
I'm
open.
exhausted.
And now you international. And it's wearing you down.
Right.
It's wearing you down.
Okay.
So you go, you have a talk with grandpa, and you're like, I just can't do it anymore. I just can't do it.
Okay.
You're like, I need a break, I need vacation. And he's like, you know what? You deserve vacation. I'm gonna let you take as much time off as you need.
Don't sound good. That's not like I'm getting, you know what I'm saying, getting let go for real. Okay, go on.
As much, how much time you think you need, Bob?
I've been going at it for a year and a half constantly. Wow. Can I get a month? I need a month off.
You know what? Don't worry about it. You take a month off. I'm gonna send you over to my private island. You take that month off.
The private island.
Private island. Grandpa be a kind.
I mean, what's up with this private island? I mean, what's going down there?
Just you go down and you just relax.
I mean, I can, you know, get my own way to relax. I don't need to go to your
Yeah,
island,
you can
man.
go down to the island.
No, I mean, I appreciate your hospitality, but I don't need to go to the island. I could just chill and, you know, some other way for a month. I don't really care for island living.
Okay, no worries, but
Yeah.
you know what? It wasn't a suggestion, it's a demand.
Dude. So you're telling me I have to go to your island for a month.
It's a family island, Bob. You'll be okay down
How
there.
come I ain't never heard of this island before, and I'm part of the family?
Don't hear about it until you get the money. Everybody in being, ask them.
Yeah, I'm gonna ask around.
Ask around.
Thank you. Yeah, just give me a little time. Let me ask around.
All right. So you ask a couple family members, and they're like, oh, he's sending you to the island. You must ask for a break.
Yeah.
You don't want to go to the island.
No, why are you going to the island?
You might as well keep going.
Okay.
You better keep going and just keep going. And somebody just whispered, they're like, the best thing you can do is just pass out. Just pass, that's the only time you're gonna get off. Just pass out. Just fall out on the floor. He'll give you a couple of days off. Just fall out on the floor, but you don't want to go to the island.
Okay. Well, Grandpa, you know what? I don't even need that vacation no more. I'm gonna just keep on working.
You
I'm gonna
gonna work
keep
it
on
out?
doing it. Yeah.
All right.
We'll work it out.
All right. So I'm about to wrap this up. So anyways, your grandfather was is a dangerous man. Needless to say.
Sounds like it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Once you turned that age and the money got involved, he turned into a whole new person.
Right.
So I'm really surprised you never wanted to talk to the cousin.
Cousin down now. Cousin hurting. You know what I'm saying?
But it's a reason why the cousin was hurting. You never asked the question.
Why is he hurting?
You never talked to him. You think you're too good to talk to the cousin?
No, not at all. I just see from afar, cousin look like he don't want to have no conversation. You know what I'm saying? Cousin look bad.
He's nowhere near as wealthy as y'all. He's trying to make his own money. So
Right.
yeah, he's got together, but he's together.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And he's, like I said, everything, he watching everything from a distance.
Okay.
Everything from a distance. But yeah, me personally, I would have talked to the cousin
Yeah.
before I made my decision. That's
To
just
get
me.
into the family business.
Right. Because everybody's in the family business but the cousin, but he still gets invited to things. He don't get the bonuses, which you didn't know about the bonus until you actually got into the family. But
That's
there's a
true.
reason why
That's true.
he's not in the business. Was he ever in the business? Did he hear or see something and didn't want to get into the business? Those are questions I would ask.
Right.
But it's interesting. You're a hard worker, Bob. You worked hard for those millions.
Yeah, I know. I don't even get a chance to enjoy them
You showed on because you're
because
working
I'm working.
24/7. 24/7.
Because I'm working.
He was gonna send you to the private island, though.
Yeah,
You would have got a vacation.
I'm okay. Too many people say don't go to the island.
Oh, Bob. All right. Well, don't go to the island.
All right.
So, guys,
So,
let us know if you will go to the island. No, let us know. Would you rather have old money or new money for your
Yeah.
chance to win a movie prize?
That's right. Would you like old money or new money?
Yeah, Bob, you wanted that old money, and it's crazy how you had no idea what you were doing, but you still wanted to work for that old money.
Yeah.
That you had no idea what was going on in those bags, and you worked your little finger to the bone and couldn't enjoy your old money.
Yeah. You know. Well, hey, like I say, I didn't have a problem with starting my own generational wealth.
Yeah, but you probably wouldn't have had it like Grandpa,
Yeah, well, you know
though.
what? I probably would not have wanted it like Grandpa
Yeah.
if I didn't know how much I got to work for it.
Yeah, it wasn't just given to you.
All right.
But like I said, give us
Wow.
your thoughts. Let us know for your chance to win this movie prize.
Mexico wins.
Next go wins.
All right.
All right, Bob, take us home.
Let us know what you would do in this situation. Like T said, new money, old money, which money you want, you know?
I don't
Because
want
you,
grandpa's money.
yeah, but you know, you didn't know grandpa was going to turn like that either. I mean, you got to work for it all. All
Gotta work
right.
hard. All right.
So, everybody, drop us a line. You can always do that at Real Talk with Bob and T. That's TEE at gmail.com. We would love to hear what you have to say. You know,
And you can always reach out to us. On what about on Instagram?
Instagram, real underscore talk BT.
And you can catch us every Monday morning, starting at midnight, 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on 216 The Blend.
That's right.
Not only can you catch us, but you can catch other great podcasters and some incredible what Bob?
Huh?
Old school.
That's right. Old school
Hip hop and R&B.
music. And yeah, the hip hop, all that.
It's okay, babe. We know you worked
Old
hard.
school.
You still traumatized, huh?
Right, I'm still reeling.
All right, everybody. So what you got to say?
Live, love, laugh, and pray.
Well, you know how we always end it? and we say enjoy y'all.